Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about our good friend, Dr. Arki Chankute, being back on the show with us. Arki is a longtime member of our Brain Trust now, more than 12 years. He's the CEO of Learning Center. He's the author of one of my favorite books in my life, Built on Trust. I wish you could see my copy. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... I can't count how many post-it notes are sticking out of this book. How many? There's dog ears, 25 or 30 dog ears. Yellow marks up and down this book. I've just about worn this book out. My minister, which is my Bible, look like this. Arki Chankute, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. That's very kind.
Well, I'm serious. I wish you could see the book. If I had a video I could send out, people would see this thing is worn out. You ought to see the dog ears. This is an outstanding book. It's meant a lot to me, Arki, and I'm glad you did it. You and your co-author, Arki. Let's talk about the work that you're doing. I want my audience to have the benefit to the degree that you can help us. But you know, I know you can't mention names or anything. But you're working with companies large and small, from startup to mega company, on building trust, and building a company that is built on trust. Talk to us about some of the things that you're seeing as you're trying to accomplish out there.
Well, I think the main thing is knowing how to build trust quickly. You know, all the studies show that if you know somebody and they're a friend, and so it takes a certain number of years and a certain number of transactions and so forth to build trust. But, of course, we don't have that time, and we don't have that number of transactions in order to be successful. So building trust quickly is important. By trust, of course, we mean confidence in harmony with a track record. So that, and you have to overcome people's, and all of us have this history of mistrust. So, you don't start off even. Especially if you're trying to give something to a client or sell something to a client, you start off a little bit in a hole, and there are several steps to building trust quickly. What you want to do, first of all, is establish that you're going to close every interaction. That means every interaction, you're going to offer closure. Here's what's going to happen next, and here's when it's going to happen, and you deliver.
You're going to either deliver or tell them why not.
That's right.
And, that's closure, folks. That's what Arki calls closure.
And then principle number two, much as you just said, you never say yes or even accept yes when the real answer is maybe or could be maybe. That's the one that's very expensive. That we call a pretended inauthentic commitment. So real commitments and a closure on every interaction. If you establish that tradition and even say to, let's say, a new customer, or a potential client, and say that that's what you're going to do, and then deliver on that, it produces a certain amount of reassurance, which is very, very important. You become an exception. That's your goal.
Mm-hmm.
You want to become an exception in that person's life. Then you want to, of course, establish that throughout your organization internally. And it's especially challenging and especially good opportunity between the functions where the agendas are different.
Mm-hmm.
So as an example,
between the fiefdoms, between the silos.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So your product development people, they may have an incentive to get things just right and to have it be perfect for the client and so forth and so on, so there's not a lot of redo. And your salespeople, they may be impatient with that. They're interested in volume and the lifeblood of the organization,
mm-hmm.
and let's get it done and so forth. So there's potential friction there.
Right. Or in a lot of small businesses, it's between service and sales. Or it's between accounts receivable and sales.
That's right, and there's some classic problems that happen there.
It's like it's ordained.
Yeah.
You go out in your yard. You have bananas that stay too long, you wonder how did these fruit flies get here? I don't have fruit flies.
That's right.
They just pop up. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And that's your opportunity. That actually, that friction, that disconnect, so-called, is where the opportunity for growth and for success lies.
That's one thing about this trust thing, about the desire and the practice, the ability to install trust, to build trust. You don't really have to. It's not really hard to find where it needs to go, is it?
No, it needs to go.
The ugly parts pop up real quick.
Yeah,
and folks, wherever you see that, and it doesn't have to be like whack-a-mole either. But when they pop up, you have to hit it with trust. We're going to get Arki Chankute to help us with that after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
The way he said, say goodnight. Parade on, it's a parade.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.